All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, a t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox!
I have to possess this comic!
Baseball's the breakfast cereal!
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book!
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So it's our birthday, I hear.
Yes.
Based on the musical stylings of your choice.
Certainly sounds like our birthday.
How old are we now?
3.
Wow.
3 years.
That's a long ass time.
3 years. You know, I think it was just a joke, and then it's 3 years later.
It started out as a, hey, can we really pull this off?
No way. Can't do this.
A couple episodes. How long is it going to go on for?
We've had 2 ups and 2,600 downs. And we're still here 3 years later. I guess what we should do is thank the loyal listeners.
We should thank the loyal listeners
for continuing all to support this program. No. This is not the live show.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Yes. So what sort of promises? What sort of campaign promises are we going to promise tonight on Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 142? 3 years and running.
I'm not making any promises.
I am. I'm going to promise that brand new video, live video show coming soon back to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Okay.
Yep. I'm working on that with several people.
Production Tim?
Production Tim being
top of the
one
line.
One of them, yes.
Nice.
And next week, we're going to make some exciting staff announcements.
Oh, really?
Yes. Very wow. Exciting staff announcement.
Who are we pulling out of the archive? Pablo, Paco?
No. We can't. Those are professional people, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a union. We can't just go down into the product union? Archive and just grab guys from there.
The corner of Morristown Union?
Shut up. They're all legal. They have papers.
Sure they are.
Anyway, the point,
tacos.
The point is that we'll may be making some exciting announcements next week. We actually have an exciting announcement this week.
We actually have, we probably should clarify something up a little bit this week, and then we can make an announcement.
Okay.
A bunch of people have been asking via email and Twitter and whatnot, are we actually done with the other live shows? Are they not happening? Like, I got a bunch of messages today asking
right.
what time we were going on
right.
and blah, 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 the address again, yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
That's done.
That is done.
That's
yes.
not happening anymore.
We have severed our connections
right.
with that production group, and we are moving ahead with our own production group, which we are building from the ground up. So if you'll just bear with us.
Right.
For a short period of time, we'll get the live show back up and on the air just as soon as we can.
Right.
We have every intention of doing that. We are working. We made some steps today in that direction. Baby steps. in that direction. And we'll be making more announcements about that. Hopefully, this very time slot next week.
This time slot?
Yes, because it really, in any time slot they listen to the show, it'll be that time slot.
Wow.
So
that's what we've learned after 3 years.
Yes, that's it.
That's it.
But until then.
Until then.
You, of course, can check us out each and every week over at the website, BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Right.
You can be interactive with the show by sending your questions and comments. You can go over to the site, I think, and send those directly to us there. You can also call our hotline,
425-920-6050.
Right, and leave us. You can leave us a phone message over there, and you may end up on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. You want to leave us stuff that you're interested in hearing us talk about, and so on and so forth. And yeah.
But
and,
wait, there's more.
Oh, there is more?
Sure.
What's the more?
There are the message boards.
Okay, right. I forgot about those.
Which people actually do participate in.
Nice.
That's nice.
Right. And you can access those through the website.
You can.
Right.
And then there's Homegrown Radio.
Right. We're now on homegrownradio.org.
It's homegrownradionj.org.
There it is.
It's Sunday nights at 5. They rebroadcast the show.
Right.
And then starting this week, we are now a part of RadioGotham.com as well.
Yes, RadioGotham.com has picked us up as well.
And so that's going to be Thursday nights at 9 and Sunday nights at 9.
And a couple more announcements. Our limited edition Flash Gordon commentary has ended. Everyone was wondering.
Over.
If we have any of those products left, you can check us out at any of our live appearances. And if we have any left, we will have them there. We will, in short order, be putting up a new Flash Gordon product, limited edition product that was made just for us.
You keep saying that.
And we'll figure it out. Someone around here will figure it out. And we'll get that up pretty soon. Also, you can still buy the official T-shirt over at the Shopee.
That is correct.
So there's that as well. And more T-shirts to come.
Apparently, on the rumor mill.
Yes. According to popular rumor. That T-shirt is going to be the greatest T-shirt we've
ever. Is that one of your campaign promises for,
that
for this year?
That is. But enough about these campaign promises.
All right.
Let's pretend like there's news.
Let's pretend like there's news. So this week was April Fool's. And there was a bunch of April Fool's jokes online in regards to, you know, some of the content that we talk about on the show. But only really one stuck out that I thought we should talk about.
Okay.
And it was that Zack Snyder is going to be redoing Star Wars episodes 4, 5, and 6. He had spoken to George Lucas and he was going to be remaking those movies.
Yeah. And if any, I mean, and that's the one you thought we should talk about?
I thought it was the most
bullshit one I've ever heard.
I know, but that's why it was great. And it was great because on the particular site where it was movieweb.com that had that. You could follow the comment, you know, thread.
Right.
And it's a bunch of people, no way, I can't believe it. Why would Lucas do that? Lucas is so lazy. Morons, this is a joke. It's April Fool's. Look at the date. Yeah, it's just, It was fun to follow the dumb trail.
Unbelievable.
I thought we should say that.
Did you hear about that Wolverine movie?
You mean the one that apparently everybody has seen now but us?
Yeah, apparently. We have our peeps are looking for a copy, though.
Oh, we'll have a copy.
Oh, we will?
I could have been watching a copy tonight, actually.
Is that right?
Yep, but I'm here doing the show because I'm dedicated.
I see. Yeah, apparently a work print of X-Men Origins Wolverine has leaked online and people are gobbling that shit up.
According to Fox, though, there's a bunch of stuff that's missing, like the sound isn't finalized, and I think there are some scenes that are missing, and
the Watchmen paid for scenes.
Yeah, the Watchmen paid for scenes, brought to you by Warner Brothers scenes.
Yes,
they are all missing, or some of them are missing.
Right.
So I don't know, but I suspect maybe by next week we'll be able to talk about that a little bit more because hopefully we'll have seen it by then.
Yes, that's true. I think it is both a shame and a joy that these things happen because, you know, we're so impatient that we can't wait another month. It's 1 month. You know, can we really not wait? Isn't it like the first week in May, something like that?
Yeah, May 1st, actually, I think it is,
or something
along those lines. But I think the sad part about it is whatever the Friday is.
30th is a Thursday.
Okay, so the 1st.
That's
I was right. So I think the sad part is not so much that it leaked or that people couldn't wait to see it, because look, that's inevitable. That happens. I think the sad part is that some people are going to pass final judgment on what they see a month before the official release.
Right.
Because that's inevitable. You're going to hear people bitching about it and complaining about it. And
I'm telling you already, you are going to be way disappointed.
I'm sure that I'll be disappointed, but that's okay.
Okay.
I've been disappointed before. I've moved on with life. Wolverine Origins could just be another notch in the belt.
I was right, by the way. That is Cyclops.
Yes. Yes. We talked, and I don't even want to talk about that. We'll talk about that after we see the movie.
Yeah, fine.
And his involvement and why he's there and how they mesh him into the storyline,
and it's not
mush him in.
It's not our our favorite actor in that role either.
It's not James Marsden.
It is
the most perfectly cast, or one of the most perfectly cast X-Men from the original.
Right,
two
James
good
Marsden.
Movies.
Right. Did you say Marsters?
No, I said Marsden.
Oh, I was going to say, that would have been a wholly different.
Very different, right.
I'm a mutant. He's not even British.
What is he?
James Marsters?
Yeah.
He's like from Washington State or something weird.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's American. He's not British.
I thought he was British.
No, sir. He's not British.
Well,
it's a common misconception.
Look, I like Spike. That's all I know.
He looks old as hell in person.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure. He was probably the oldest one in that cast.
He might be.
Other than Anthony Stewart Head.
I don't know. Maybe he's older than Anthony Stewart Head.
I don't know about that. Are we moving on now? Let's talk about Ghostbusters, the video game.
Ugh.
You're not excited about this at all?
Because
you
I
have
don't
an Xbox 360.
It. Because I don't believe in
we've
it.
We've played
sir.
It now.
So we played it a year ago.
I know, but Atari has an official release date for it. We played
when?
It again. It's coming out in what, June it is, I think?
Okay.
It coincides with their re-release of the anniversary DVD, so whenever
okay.
that is.
Okay. No, I don't believe it.
Okay. You're just
when
being
it's in my
silly.
Hand, I'll believe it.
You cannot believe that Ghostbusters 3 is happening still at this point, which we'll get to in a second. But at this point, you have to accept the fact that the video game
is
coming.
You can accept the fact. I accept the fact that is bullshit.
Guess who isn't doing a voice in the video game, and it's not Rick Moranis? Because we've talked about that already.
Okay, wait, I know. Sigourney Weaver.
Yes. Guess who is doing the voice?
Wait, let me think.
Did you read this online already?
No, I didn't. Is it Tina Fey?
No.
Okay, wait. I don't know.
Alyssa Milano.
Oh, that stinks. Did you know Triple B was at an Alyssa Milano? She did a book signing.
I saw the photo.
Is that right?
I did.
I don't know she was doing a book signing. You know Triple B comes up with all these signs. Every time I see him every week, of course, at Best Buy where I buy my DVDs, thus Triple B.
Right.
Triple B always is like, so guess what signing I'm going to this week? And then he tells me all these great signings that he's going to. And I'm always like, why don't I ever know about these signings?
He's in the know.
He is. He's in the loop. But I saw him, the picture of Alyssa Milano was very nice.
So Alyssa Milano playing the role of Dana, whatever the hell her last name was.
Yeah, Dana. That's it.
In the Dana upcoming video something. Game. All right, now on to the movie.
Why didn't Sigourney Weaver do it?
She's doing something better. Is there another Alien movie coming out?
I was going to say, I'm like, they can't
she wants
possibly,
to tie herself to?
They cannot kick that horse anymore.
In all seriousness, what is Sigourney Weaver doing these days? She hasn't done a lot recently, has she?
She does little films. She don't have to work. That's the whole thing. She doesn't have to work. Those movies make a blood A fortune, so, you know, it's not that big a deal.
What was that movie she did with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
That
Jason
was a great
Lee,
movie.
Gene Hackman.
That was a great movie.
Heartbreakers.
Heartbreakers. Yeah, that was a terrific movie. That was quite a few years ago, sir.
That was I was just reminiscing that it was a good movie.
Yes.
Because that's one of the last things I remember seeing her in.
I'm
sure there's been something since.
Maybe. I don't know if there is. I'm not sure what it is.
Let's see what it says online. Oh, she did the voice of the ship's computer in WALL-E.
Oh, that's right.
She was Baby Mama. Or she was in Baby Mama, right?
Yeah, she has those little parts.
Be kind, rewind.
Ugh. Speaking of ugh.
Yeah?
Can I just go off on a little tangent
here for
a minute?
You can do whatever you want.
Everybody keeps asking me, so this is where I stand. Can we please find a way to kill Mos Def?
Now, what is your problem with him?
Well, I think he's terrible.
Now, what brought this on? Something
okay,
must have brought this on.
I got the 1-2 punch.
Okay.
Okay? I got Mos Def on Bill Maher last week.
Okay.
Who is always a mumbling idiot who doesn't sound like he knows anything that he's talking about. And he talks like this, you know, I'm talking like Mos Def right now. You know, it's just, I have more dictation in that Mos Def interpretation than Mos Def actually has.
All right.
Then he shows up on House and ruins what is probably one of the best, could have been maybe one of the best House episodes ever. And more than that, it dragged the whole episode down. I even thought Hugh Laurie phoned it in. I was just furious.
Maybe he didn't want to work with Mos Def.
He is the worst. He's the worst actor in the world, and he delivers everything is exactly the same. Oh, man, I really love... He sounds like Muhammad Ali, except he's never, to my knowledge, he never
after
got
all the punches.
In the head. Yeah. That's right. I'm Muhammad Ali. You know, I am Mos Def. It's the same fucking voice.
I know a show you probably like him on.
I doubt it.
He does the voice of Gangstalicious on the Boondocks.
Yeah, see, no. I don't know. I mean,
do you
I
not
like
watch
the Boondocks
anymore?
I like the Boondocks, sir, but that said, I can't stand Mos Def. I can't stand him. And he's still getting work, and he's on House, for God's sake. Oh, he's just a mumbling idiot. I don't understand why anybody gives that guy work.
I don't know.
I don't know why. And this is like his second or third appearance on Bill Maher. And every time Bill Maher almost has to tell him to shut up, you know? And I'm like, this time he was really like, no, Moss, listen to what people are saying. And they're all looking at Mos Def like, who the fuck is this
blank? Hey.
Who the fuck is this guy that's coming in here and acting like he knows what he's talking about? He just sounds like an idiot. And that is where I stand.
Can we go back to Ghostbusters?
Sure.
Now that you're done being angry?
Sorry.
I mean, you're going to be angry the whole episode because you are always.
Well, look,
but
people ask me, and I have to tell them.
No one's ever actually asked you.
That's not true. That's not the truth.
I don't believe you.
We don't create bits out of thin air.
Oh, not here. Bits? Not us. All right, back
like
to Ghostbusters.
Like that one about the show, every time you say
the show?
The show's name. What's
Firefly?
It?
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me.
Yeah, exactly, that one. That didn't come out of thin air.
Nope. Hey, maybe there's some other ones we should bring back. What's that robot movie coming out this summer?
There's no news, thank God. We would have.
Oh, there's news, I've just been avoiding it.
And there's the one about the hair product.
There's the one about the hair product.
You remember that?
Why is there a soul glow bit on this show?
Just let yourself glow, baby. Feeling oh so silky smooth. Just let it shine through. Just let yourself glow.
So.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The soul glow bit. Boy, we're rolling them all out.
All right.
You know why? Because it's the 3-year anniversary.
Is that, so we're just getting them all out of the way now?
Well, pretty much we have to. It's kind of like we have to renew all the licenses for the bits. So
okay.
We have to play them again
play
so
them?
That, you know, they remain fresh.
Okay. So let's go back to Ghostbusters for a second, and then we'll go to giant robots.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
Ghostbusters.
Yes.
So in an interview with Harold Ramis that he did for MTV, he talked a little bit about the upcoming third movie, which that's the one you can believe may not ever actually happen, even though there's a script and, you know, they're going to start production and almost everybody's cast, yada, yada, yada. That one I still don't believe yet. There was a rumor a while back that there was going to be the old Ghostbusters and then it was going to be the new Ghostbusters, like a new generation of Ghostbusters and all these casting rumors. I think
Seth Rogen
was in there and I don't remember who the other two were. Well, apparently, Ramis said in this interview that that sage mentor, younger Ghostbuster thing is actually a go. No talk about who it's going to be, but that is actually part of the story. So I don't know if it's like midway to then launch a new franchise, which would probably be what they're going to try to do to milk it for everything that it's worth, or if it's the entire premise of this movie. I don't know.
Has Harold Ramis committed to dropping 60 pounds before the movie?
I don't think so. Okay. Well, I hear Harold Ramis is playing Stay Puft.
Right?
In the third film, so
holy moly! You look at Harold Ramis
time behind the camera,
circa
now.
1984, circa 2009. That's some stuff, sir.
Behind the camera,
some stuff, sir.
All right,
time is a bitch.
Time is a bitch.
Time and sandwiches are a bitch.
Sandwiches could be very delicious.
Yes, ask Harold Ramis.
Okay.
Okay.
Giant robots.
Yes.
So we know that Soundwave is going to be in the second.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about...
Transformer
movie.
Matt's losing his mind.
That's what you were looking for. Right,
right, that's what I was looking for. I wanted to get it out of the way.
Gotcha.
So Soundwave.
Uh-huh.
We know he's in the second film.
That's the rumor.
That's confirmed.
Okay.
Michael Bay is trying to get Frank Welker to do the voice, which is big because he didn't get him to do Megatron.
Right.
He got Hugo Weaving to do the voice
yes.
of Megatron. And Frank, he did Soundwave originally in the cartoon, so that'd be nice.
Ravage, I mean, even though the
character's probably going to suck in the film, it'd be nice to see.
It's just a computer voice. Who cares?
Ravage, eject.
So, and?
I'm just saying.
It'd be nice to
get
have
anybody.
Him.
You could get Mos Def Look, to do that.
It would be nice to have him associated.
Yo, Ravage, why don't you up and eject right now, Ravage?
That's all I'm saying.
Mos Def as Soundwave.
That's all I'm saying. Do you have anything you want to talk about, or should I just keep rolling?
Actually, I do.
Okay, good.
I want to clue everyone in on this awesome thing that I got this week. It's called Supermen, the first wave of comic book heroes, 1936 to 1941.
I actually heard about this, but yeah. I haven't picked it up.
Put out by our friends over at Fantagraphic Books, of whom we speak very fondly and very often of the stuff they do like this. And this is, if I may read the flavor text. The enduring cultural phenomenon of comic book heroes can be traced back to a handful of creators barely out of their teens, flying by the seat of their pants to come up with something new and exciting and interesting. As they wrestled with the infinite possibilities of what a superhero could be, this first generation of comic book creators, including Jack Cole, Will Eisner, Bill Everett, Lou Fine, Fletcher Hanks, Jack Kirby, Joe Shuster, Jerry Siegel, Joe Simon, and Basil Wolverton, simultaneously invented a new way of telling stories, becoming the forefathers of the modern graphic narrative. And basically what it is besides giving you a little bit of history of the era, if you will, they have reprinted in here, I can't even tell you how many because I didn't stop to count them up. I'm going to say like 24 comics from the 30s up to 1941. It's stuff from 1936 to 1941, about 24 different comics in full color reprints, restored. I mean, they look like original comic pages.
That's nice.
And you get a great kind of flavor as to what comics were like in the 30s and 40s, the birth of the superhero comic book. What were these guys, you know, what were these guys doing? What were these guys saying in the 30s and 40s? This is all before the war and everything else. This is like, this is the birth here, you know? And you see all these great characters, these great comic books, and all this absolutely tremendous stuff. And yeah, it looks like 30s art, you know? There's one, Rex Dexter of Mars, Interplanetary Adventurer. I mean, you kind of get where we're going with all this, with the big rounded Flash Gordon looking spaceships, you know, and all that stuff. It's absolutely, I think any comic fan would have this in their collection simply on their bookshelf, shall we say.
It's a coffee table type book.
No, I disagree. No, because it's not kind of that big and over, it's not really oversized. It's the correct dimensions for these comics. And comics were shaped a little differently in the in the golden era, as they say.
Go to your local con and look at the golden age boxes and golden age bags and boards.
That's right. Look, but don't touch because those dealers are crazy.
Break your hands.
Characters like Skyman, characters like the Flame, the Green Mask. You know, it's kind of all this sort of what we would consider now maybe a little silly and a little basic, but the roots of everything we read today have their origins here. I think it's awesome. Supermen, the first wave of comic book heroes, 1936 to 1941. Brilliant. From Fantagraphic Books. Going to run you $25 worth every penny of it, I think. Very nice. Very nice book to add to your collection here. Absolutely terrific.
All righty. Clash of the Titans. They're making a movie. We know about that. We've
a
talked
remake?
About that before. Yes. Not it's a Louis Leterrier.
Louis Leterrier.
He's the dude that brought us the Good Hulk movie.
Yes.
And he brought us the Transporter series and a couple of other things there.
Yes.
We know that they've done some casting in the past. I think Sam Worthington has been cast as Perseus.
Right.
And now we have Io. Is that right? Io?
How do you spell it?
Io.
Okay.
Io.
Io.
And that's going to be Gemma. No way I'm going to pronounce this last name. Arterton.
Okay.
Who was in... she was in Quantum of Solace. She's the Bond girl in Quantum of Solace.
Gotcha.
So Io...
Is that the princess that he saves? It's a remake.
The demigoddess. She's not in the original film, but she's the love interest of Perseus. She's mentioned in the original film, but she doesn't appear in the original film.
I see.
She's going to appear in this one.
They're changing it up.
They needed someone hot, I guess.
Bad idea.
So Star Trek, it's not really a remake. Right? That's an addition to the franchise.
Right.
Right? Apparently, they're already moving forward with the second film.
Really?
It's already been greenlit and has it well. Yes, it's already been cast. It's already been greenlit and they're already talking about release dates for it and they're getting ready to start putting together a script and all of this based on the assumption that the first one is going to be a huge success.
That's interesting.
Do you think it's going to be a huge success?
I don't know. What I hope is if they do move forward that way, that I just hope they start taking episodes and clumping them together. You know what I mean? So let's say they take like the first three episodes and make a movie out of those three elements.
Right, right.
Of the original series, I mean. You know, so we're kind of moving that way.
Yeah, I mean, that could be is a direction to go. I think that a lot of fans are skeptical of this new movie, though. Me not being a fan, I'm perfectly okay with whatever happens on the screen.
You have to turn in your card, sir.
As long as I can enjoy myself for a couple hours.
Is year three going to be the year that you and I sit down and just get through the original series?
Wasn't that supposed to be year one?
It was supposed to be year one.
Wow.
You've delayed as long as is humanly possible. I call on all of Big Kev's Geek Stuff's loyal listeners to email geekstuffog@gmail.com and let him know exactly how disappointed you are that he has yet to watch the Star Trek original series episodes.
I'm going to go into my account and create a filter for my email account that blocks any emails that mention Star Trek.
Yeah, are you? Geek Stuff OG. Everybody, let's get on the email train. Let's make this the year three of the show, the year that OG watches the original series. And with that, let's take our first break here, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 142, 3 years and running.
Hey, Kev, I just got a new bag of Cadbury Mini Eggs, my favorite Easter candy. They're solid milk chocolate eggs with a crisp sugar shell. Check out these ingredients, of which I'm going to read for you right now. Milk chocolate, sugar, milk, cocoa butter, chocolate lactose, soy lechitin, PGPR, emulsifiers, artificial and natural flavors, sugar, contains 2% less cornstarch, gum acacia, artificial colors, yellow 5, blue 2, red 40, yellow 6, lake, and blue 2 lake, and ethyl vanillin, artificial flavors. Cadbury Mini Eggs.
Available for a limited time.
Available at a store near you.
Worst commercial gimmick ever.
Yo, what's going on? It's Aaron Magruder, the creator of the Boondocks. You're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Holla at your man Kev. Later.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And we're back. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 142, 3 years and running, our 3-year anniversary show. Yay.
Yeah, is that the level of excitement we have after
We had a big thing planned.
We had a really big...
Big party planned.
There was a bunch of people that responded that were coming to studio. Yes, there was going to be pizza and beer and
It's unfortunate that our association with that particular production company ended before that anniversary program, because that could have been very nice.
I think that maybe we should try to organize something. Just like a meetup. Maybe.
What are we at? 142?
Yeah.
We could do something for 150.
Yeah, maybe just, something. Maybe not here at the studio during a show, but maybe we could.
Something.
Yeah, well, go
something,
out something. Somewhere, everybody, a meetup, have a good time.
If you're able to fly out here from the remote parts of the world that you're hearing the show at, of course you should be able to do that.
I think we can arrange something.
All right.
We're good at that.
We should tell everybody, of course, you can check us out every other week on Sirius XM Radio.
That's right.
That's 197, Sirius 197 XM 202.
That is correct.
And it's Saturdays at 5.
Right.
Right, and we want to thank them for continuing to carry us along, if you will.
We do. And, it's very nice of them.
But let's keep moving along. Let's go right into comic books.
Okay, let's.
Week, shall we? Strange Adventures number 2 from DC. This is DC... has decided they need a space opera type book also to counteract the wonderful stuff going on over in Guardians of the Galaxy. And what we've gotten is actually sort of an anthology, if you will, that contains a bunch of different ongoing stories, which are several pages apiece.
Is it good?
I think it's really good.
That's all I care. Is it good? Will I enjoy reading it? Is it going to waste my time?
That's all I care about. And it's it features the great space character Adam Strange, who I really like from DC. A couple other great characters as well. And absolutely terrific stuff from DC. I don't know. Lately, I'm really into the space stuff. You know what else I did? I went back and I started reading my old issues, my old collections of Alien Legion.
Wow.
You know? That's some great stuff.
Blow the dust off. And
it's great. From Marvel Comics this week, we have a bunch to talk about. I know. Everyone, pick your jaw up off the floor.
You've been very positive on Marvel lately.
Yes, it's true.
But that's it? Right, yes, it's true? Is this part of the campaign?
Are you
promising a positive year of Marvel reviews?
No. If they do a positive year of stuff, I'm gonna come right out. And while I have praised Marvel, I'm gonna come right out and say that I'm holding in my hand the New Mutants saga, which of course is the latest effort in Marvel's ongoing campaign
to put me to sleep.
It's not that. It is their ongoing attempt to fix their continuity.
Oh, right,
to kind of draw a straight line, if you will, through their awful, terrible continuity. Problems
like playing connect the dots.
It is, and they ask you to put aside some things and remember these things and so on and so forth. The New Mutant saga is their latest attempt to do
Where's Spidey clone fall in there? Is he?
Is that something we're forgetting? I don't even know that they've done.
How about the marriage of Mary Jane? I'm sorry, I'm Spider-Man.
I know. I don't know that they've done anything with Spider-Man. I don't know that they could. So I mean, that book would be very interesting to see. The real only good bonus part about these saga books is that they're free.
Oh, well, that is nice.
And if you're a new reader, you're coming on, you're like, hey, I want to read some X-Men. You can pick up the X-Men one. You might get a kind of an idea of the past, at least what they're calling the past.
Right.
And what they're, it's kind of good in that sense if you want to jump on. The Daredevil one I thought was done really well because there are some issues there as well. I think these saga books, I'm interested to know why they chose the New Mutants.
Yeah.
But
are the New Mutants relevant anymore?
Yeah, because there's
I mean, I haven't been paying attention, so.
Well there's still storylines that are happening in the New Mutants. Certainly these characters, a lot of these characters are still around.
Right. Yeah, but are they New Mutants anymore?
I think
that book's been over for a long, long time.
Well, I don't remember what the current one is, like Young X-Men.
Oh, yeah. Newest New Mutants?
And I think one of the original New Mutants is the leader there, and there's stuff happening. And the other book I want to point out from Marvel this week is Captain America Comics issue 1.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is Captain America Comics issue 1?
It's Cap Adventures.
Which Cap?
What do you mean, which Cap? The original Cap.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm... Is it the Winter Soldier? Is it Steve Rogers?
I believe this is retelling of Captain America's origin.
Set in modern times.
Set during the war, sir. I think they are going backwards and they are...
Like the war? Like World War... Yes. Wow. That's almost good.
Yes.
I almost want to read that.
And they have a new sort of...
When are they collecting it?
I know, exactly. they have a new sort of take on Steve Rogers before he got the serum. That's kind of what this story focuses on a little bit. And then in the second half, they have a classic Captain America story, which they've reprinted.
Well, that's kind of nice. That's not so
some
shabby.
Some sort of crazy thing. I don't even know.
I may be interested in checking that one out.
And, of course, the ongoing saga of the Jersey Gods.
Right. You keep telling me that's a good book.
It is a really good book.
I read
Very
issue
funny.
One.
The artwork is so fantastic.
Is this another Darwin Cook cover?
No, I don't think. No, this is a Pope cover.
Oh, okay.
Which Paul Pope, and I was very excited to see that they are getting other guys like, you know, great artists like Paul Pope to contribute to the book, I think only helps the book. But the Kirby-esque art inside and the story and everything that's going on, absolutely a great book. If you're not checking out Jersey Gods, you should check it out. It's good, kind of offbeat stuff. Very, very Kirby-esque, and so you'll appreciate that. And that is all the comics for this week.
Okay. I'm sure we have something else to talk about. Probably DVDs would be my guess.
Yes, and it's a short little discussion.
Okay.
Because really the only DVD I felt worth buying this week was the best picture ever made ever, or at least it had better be, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say that I haven't seen it yet, but it is Slumdog Millionaire. So... It is the Academy Award-winning Best Picture of the Year. I have not seen it yet, so I cannot tell you about it. But what I can tell you is that it won a ton of awards. It is directed by Danny Boyle, who is a great director, and I can't wait to check it out. Now, not new this week, but rather accidentally found, thanks to 1BBB guiding me via my nose through the store. I found a couple of items I want to point out to people, like the Bruce Campbell 2-pack, and that features The Man with the Screaming Brain.
Boo.
And Alien Apocalypse, which are two of Bruce's B-movies. Well, they all are, aren't they? But this is two of Bruce's B-movies together in one set, and you just can't be upset by having two Bruce Campbell for really the price of one. Very, very awesome collection. And then finally, could not be more excited about this, and I almost fainted when I saw it. Did not know it had come out, but my understanding is that it came out a couple of weeks ago. I don't know how we missed this. Friday the 13th, Part 3, in 3D.
Woo!
Yes, it includes an actual 3D version of the film.
You know, I'm not a big fan of that film franchise, right?
I am.
No, I'm not. I know you are.
So, you don't.
I like bits and pieces of it.
I know.
I'm not like
Star Trek. I don't. Star Trek. Whatever. The point is that this is the first time the film is being presented on DVD in 3D.
In 3D.
This may be the first DVD that's been presented in 3D. I'm not sure exactly if that's true or not.
The first DVD ever that's been presented in 3D?
I think
no.
So. Well, we'll name another one.
There's been some children's stuff. Shrek. There was Shrek.
Was,
3D
did they release Shrek
and,
in 3D?
Yeah. And there's been other
Have
stuff
there?
In 3D before.
Right, this
yeah,
is
absolutely.
The first horror movie in 3D. It's either this or Jaws 3D. Presented in 3D. And it comes with a pair of those lovely red and blue 3D glasses. I am dying to slap a pair of those on and watch this movie. This takes me all the way back, sir, to when this film was first released, 1982. What a great, terrific thing to have.
There's probably at least one other thing we should mention.
What?
The Real Ghostbusters. Volume 1.
Oh, did that
on
come out?
3D? That came out on 3D.
In 3D?
Yeah, no. That came out on DVD this
You're
week.
Right. Everything's
also,
in fucking 3D.
Apparently. And, you know, you may not be a fan, but In Plain Sight, if you're a fan of that show, season 1 of that show came out this week also. It's one of those USA original shows.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It's a good show.
Like Burn Notice?
like Burn Notice, mm-hmm. Psych. Good shows. You should watch some of them sometime.
I'm too busy watching other things like Mos Def.
Right. Well, that's your own fault. You need to correct that.
Unbelievable. So how do you feel about the original Ghostbusters?
I thought it was really good. You know, it was fun.
Matt, what's that? That I hear that music, and that must mean it's time for our D&D update of the week. Tonight, we're very excited to continue our exploration, if you will, of the D&D 4th edition brought to us by our friends at Wizards of the Coast. To check out more about D&D, you can go to dndinsider.com. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. And you can check out all the great stuff that's happening over there. And there's a ton of it. Tonight, we're going to talk about one product and a bonus product.
Ooh, bonus.
Yes, bonus. And the product tonight is the Player's Handbook 2, sir.
Okay.
The much promised and often maligned Player's Handbook 2. Now, what is the significance of the Player's Handbook 2? Well, for the disappointed people who got the Player's Handbook 1 and found things different or did not find things that they hoped to find, Player's Handbook 2 arrives to give us more of those things. So,
historically speaking, right, it's normally, it expounds upon some of the races, some of the classes,
yes.
Skills, items.
Let's talk about that.
Etc.
This book, Player's Handbook 2, introduces eight new character races. Sir.
God damn.
The Divas.
Excuse me?
The Divas. They look like purple elves.
Was it showing VH? What?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Purple elves?
Yeah, they're really...
And they're called the Divas?
Yeah, they're noble, virtuous beings who strive to perfect themselves through an apparently endless sequence of reincarnations. Once immortal spirits who served the gods of good, Divas are now bound in flesh, the better to wage war against the forces of evil in the world beyond.
Speechless.
I think it's great. Also
okay.
Making their way back to D&D, the gnomes.
Ah,
everybody flipped out that there
important.
Were no gnomes in the book. Well, the gnomes are back. Small and stealthy fey who value quick mind and the ability to escape notice. Gnomes are drawn to illusion and trickery. They explore the world with a sense of curiosity and wonder.
That's right.
Goliaths are also new. They dwell in high mountainous regions, traveling with the migrations of elk and other game. They view life as a grand competition and call on primal power to enhance their considerable physical strength and endurance.
Have the Goliaths been playable characters in the past?
I don't
or is that
believe
something
so.
That's new? I think that's new,
I
right?
I think that's a new one.
They're
yeah.
like, is that like taking over giant? There was giants.
But right? I don't think these are giants per se. I mean, they're really tall, but I don't think they're giants.
Oh, okay.
They're big dudes.
They're just large.
Yeah.
They're
large.
Like hill folk.
Kind of, but yeah, but like really, you know, big. Guess who else is coming back?
Who?
The half-orcs.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, well, hey, again, missing from the first
right.
thing, and everyone's like, where's the half-orc?
You know when you play half-orc? When your charisma roll is like
that's
three.
Right. That's when you select half-orc. Combine the best qualities of human and orcs and are strong, fierce, decisive, and resourceful. They savor the simple pleasures of life, from feasting to revelry to the thrill of battle. And finally, shifters carry a touch of lycanthropic blood in their veins. In the heat of battle, they tap into the power of the beast within, unleashing the savagery that lurks beneath their surface. They are the predators by nature, defining the world in terms of hunter and prey.
Wow, that's new.
Yes.
That's pretty bold for D&D.
I know.
Good for them.
I know. And there's new classes as well. There's a
okay.
ton of those. I'm just going to go through them really quick. Avenger,
okay.
which is new. Barbarian, Bard, and Druid, who are making their return.
Well, good for the Bard and good for the Druid.
But not Barbarian? You know
I was like? Never a huge Barbarian fan.
Invoker, Shaman, Sorcerer, Warden, and
Warden.
Warden. Yeah. Now, Warden is kind of like...
It's got to be a spell user, right? It's a magic user of sorts?
It's, you know, I was reading it before. It kind of reminds me of, what you call it? They're kind of green. Not rangers, really. Maybe kind of partly ranger, partly the thing I'm forgetting. Can't remember. But anyway, those are the new classes.
Okay.
And you can check all of those out in the Player's Handbook, too. I don't want to give away too much. I want people to go out and buy it and check it out. And in some locations, when you buy it, apparently you get this product for free.
Is that to put in your Trapper Keeper?
Yeah. Yeah. This is a character folio, place for you to keep your character paperwork, just like a simple folder. But what's cool about it is there are all sorts of charts on the inside of the folder.
It's the closest equivalent to a DM screen for characters.
Yes, exactly. And it has things like conditions, like if suddenly you are dazed, it tells you what effects that has on you. It tells you skills that may be available to you, how to gain levels or how gaining levels can be accomplished, character advancement, actions in combat, speed, attack modifiers, light resources, all little charts designed to help you make a much more fun character. So I think that's a great product. You can check all of the fine D&D products out over at dndinsider.com. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. And that's our D&D 4th edition update for the week.
It's D&D Warriors that terrify. It's D&D.
I think it's time for us to take another break.
Okay, good.
I have to pee.
Yeah.
And I want to get up from the folding chair.
Okay. So right. We'll be right back. Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 142, 3 years and running.
ComboBreaker.com makes original video game t-shirts that gamers want to wear. Head over to ComboBreaker.com to shop for original gaming t-shirts based on some of the best games ever made. From the classics to the soon-to-be classics, check out ComboBreaker's first round of shirts featuring designs inspired by your old-school favorites like Simon's Quest, Metroid, Punch-Out, and Star Fox.
ComboBreaker!
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 142. Happy birthday to us.
No, it's 3 years and running.
Oh, is it 3 years and running?
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Happy birthday to us.
Didn't you hear me say that? No, I didn't say a happy birthday to us. It was just 3 years and running.
I don't pay attention to you.
Obviously.
Not after 3 years.
What did we talk about on this third anniversary of our show, OG?
There was a lot of Ghostbusters talk, both video game and movie. There was some Star Trek talk, some Clash of the Titans talk.
Superman, the first wave of comic book heroes, 1936 to 1941 from Fantagraphics, is an awesome book. We talked about some comics this week. Jersey Gods number 3, Captain America Comics issue 1, the free New Mutants saga, Marvel's attempt to reconcile their own history because they're idiots, and Strange Adventures number 2 from DC Comics.
We also talked about a couple of DVDs that came out this week.
Yes, Slumdog Millionaire is the one that came out this week that drew our attention. You also said the original or the real Ghostbusters Volume 1 came out, the animated series. I also recommended the Bruce Campbell 2-pack, Man with the Screaming Brain and Alien Apocalypse, as well as the fantastic Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D. Comes with the 3D glasses. Awesome. We talked about in our D&D update the Player's Handbook 2, all new races, some returning races, all new classes, some returning classes, a absolute essential tome for D&D players and DMs alike. That you're going to be able to get such more variety in your characters and so on and so forth. And speaking of characters, the folio, character folio, it's a little folder for you to keep all your character paperwork in that has some lovely charts and things that are all useful in playing your character. Nice, it's a nice little bonus prize there.
We'd like to thank SiriusXM for allowing us to be on their airwaves.
Yes.
As always. Mm-hmm. We'd also like to thank Homegrown Radio New Jersey and Gotham Radio.
Right.
Also allowing us on their waves. We want to thank everybody, really. Yes. It's been a long 3 years, but it's been a good 3 years. And
I felt you on the long, but I felt you really felt that. And I thought you kind of threw the good in there at the end just because you didn't want to just say it was long.
No. It's been good. I've enjoyed my time here.
I'm just,
we've been through cast and crew, but we forged forward.
Whatever happened to the bad mother Canucker? That's all I'm saying.
That all being said, don't forget you could check out all of our lovely things over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, including all the shows, video content, Studio V, new Studio V coming soon, from what I understand.
I keep hearing that. I have a shameless plug.
Okay, shameless plug.
By June 1st.
Oh, God.
Big Kev Eats Stuff.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
You've been saying that for 2 years.
I know, and listen to me. Listen to me very carefully.
2 years.
Big Kev Eats Stuff, a multimedia experience.
Okay.
Coming to BigKevEatsStuff.com.
All right.
By June the 1st.
If you say so.
I swear to you, it's true.
It's kind of like the Ghostbusters movie. I'll believe it when I see it.
Next week, exciting staff announcements here at Big Kev's Geek
Apparently.
Stuff as we enter our fourth year of doing the show. Didn't you have something?
I did. I thought it would be remiss of us not to mention that this past week, Andy Hallett, I'm going to say, or Halle.
How you spell it?
H-A-L-L-E-T, but I think there's a little funky thing over the E.
I say Hallett.
Okay.
Hallett.
He passed away. For those of you who don't know, he played Lorne, or the host, on Angel for all five seasons of that show.
That said, OG, do you have any final words other than that dude's dead for Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 142, 3 years and running?
You can follow me on Twitter, GeekStuffOG.
Follow.
And on that note, we cue the music.